Welcome back, 11:50 here on a Tuesday. I mean, let's be honest right now. Everybody needs to just either, one, quit their job, or two, just stand up and just walk out. Don't say anything. You know, just walk out. You can come back the next day. It'll be all good. You need to come out to Werner Park. It's a gorgeous day. It rained earlier. Kind of cooled down. Is it going to be crazy hot today? Is it going to be a? Is it going to be a scorcher? Is it going to be? It's not crazy.
Nick, I'm on my way.
George, here's the thing, George. I need you to hang back for just a couple more hours, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then I need you to hang for like 30 more minutes until Stibbs gets back. George, I take back everything I just said, okay? I take back everything I just said. Or no, you know, I don't take it back. I guess everything I just said doesn't apply to you. How about that?
All right, got it.
Is that okay? Does that bother you? Does that not sit well with you at all?
I'm used to it. It's all right.
A lot of people talked about maybe last week being the worst sport. I'm not so sure this isn't the worst sports week on the calendar. Like, at least last week you had a few of like the novelty things of like, what was it? Last week you had the ESPYs. Last week was the All-Star game, right? Or am I tripping? Yeah, you had Wimbledon. You had like a lot of this week. It's hard to get into It's challenging to get into Major League Baseball regular, like really get into it right after the All-Star break at times. All the free agency NBA stuff has totally died down, other than wherever Chris Paul is going to go. Summer League's officially kind of wrapping up. I mean, when you're talking about Summer League being like one of the big things that's going on, you know it's slow. I guess we got British Open on the horizon, so that's something. But I'm not so sure this. When the biggest things are media days that are coming, because let's be honest about media days. Media days is something that everyone is just, we're in such a sports desert of nothingness, and we all, the oasis in this desert is football season. You know what I mean? Like, and we are all wandering aimlessly through the desert, searching for sports. And what we really want is football. So we look off in the distance, and we see it. We will force a vision of football. And that's media days. In all reality, media days is just a bunch of people being like, you know, we've had a good offseason. I feel really good about my team. We're excited about our young players. Our veterans have really stepped. You know, I mean, that's pretty much what every team's going to say, right? So I'd say there aren't some interesting things that happened. Heck, last year, this was the beginning of the unraveling of Urban Meyer. You know what I mean? Like, his mistake on what he said about Zach Smith kind of got the ball rolling that ultimately led to his demise. But for the most part, there's not too many groundbreaking, earth-shattering things that come out. But what it is it's that oasis in the desert that is football. And we're like, look, there's Jeff Brohm. Remember, he coaches football. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like football. Like, that's pretty much what it is. Right? We are all just so sports crazed and craving football that we'll force a bunch of people at a hotel in Chicago talking about football to be like, oh, yeah, that's the stuff right there. That is the stuff. That's the stuff. Speaking of football, there is a guy that caught a touchdown pass from Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and that man's name is Nick Bond. Now, that man's name is Danny Woodhead, and one Daniel Woodhead is going to join me on the other side. We'll talk. He was in the Nebraska State Amateur Golf Tournament. We'll talk about, you know, the ups and downs of all that for Danny. It's never good in the middle of a tournament when you're tweeting out, I need a caddy for tomorrow. That's probably a bad sign for what's happening with your tournament. But we'll talk about that with Danny. We'll talk some football with Danny.
I wish I would have saw that tweet. I would have responded.
George as the caddy. Would you have just been really supportive?
Yeah, that's it.
Would that have been your whole thing?
Yeah, and he would have to tell me what he wants, and he'd probably have to pull it out of the bag. I have no idea about irons, but I can give him some motivation. That's about it.
I would be terrified as a caddy to go out on, really go on a limb, like, no, this putt breaks left. Like, if the player's like, no, it's going right, I'm like, trust me, it's going left. And then you misread it, and you're like, ooh, my bad, brother.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm just going to say, Danny, you got this. That's all I would have been like. Yep.
Yeah, that would have been good. I'd have been big on snacks and hydration. I basically would have been a mother. You want another PB&J, Danny? Nick, it's hole one. I'm like, that's okay. I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the day. We got goldfish if you get hungry. I got a peanut butter and jelly crust cut off for you, Danny. That's pretty much my caddy style. Just become your mother. You look cold. Are you cold?
Did you bring your jacket?
Do you have a jacket? Oh, goodness. Why didn't you bring a jacket? Danny, you are so silly sometimes. That's pretty much what it would have been for me. That's what it would have been for me. Okay, should we do it? Should we take a little break and get to Danny Woodhead? Let's do it. Danny Woodhead, next.